Hi, this is Sarah Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church, the church with heart in the heart of the city. Welcome to this broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock, taught by my dad, Pastor Lauren Richmond. I know you'll enjoy it.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Hi, this is Pastor Lauren Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church, welcoming you to this week's broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock. This past week, I was given a book by a missionary going to the Philippines as a gift from his pastor. The title of the book is Grandpa Says by Ken Smith. As I was reading through some of the sayings, I came upon this one. Here it is. God was, is, can, has, will. What a wonderful thought-provoking statement. Let's see what this says about our great God, and how can this understanding of Him help us in our daily walk. First of all, God was. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." And John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We must understand where we came from. We are not here by accident. The Word of God says, before Abraham was, I am. How we got here was not the result of an evolutionary process. The Big Bang Theory is not how our world came into existence. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Our God was in the beginning. Then there are those who say, yes, He set things in motion. He may have created us or started things, but where is He today? Remember the old song, From a Distance? I've got the words today. It was written by Betty Midler. It says, from a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagles take to flight. From a distance, there is harmony, and it echoes through the land. It's the voice of hope. It's the voice of peace. It's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in need. And there are no guns, no bombs, and no disease, no hungry mouths to feed. From a distance, we are instruments marching into a common band, playing songs of hope, playing songs of peace. They're the songs of every man. God is watching us. God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. From a distance, you look like my friend, even though we're at war. From a distance, I just cannot comprehend what all this fighting is for. From a distance there is harmony and echoes through the land. And it's the hope of hopes, it's the love of loves, it's the heart of every man. It's the hope of hopes, it's the love of loves, this is the song of every man. And God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance. Oh, God is watching us, God is watching us, God is watching us from a distance. You know, there are many of you out here today who may feel that God is watching you from a distance, but I'm telling you that's because perhaps you don't have that close relationship with Jesus Christ. And certainly God wants to be there dwelling within you. And hopefully by the end of this broadcast, you'll understand how that can happen. God was, God is. He is still working on me to make me what I ought to be. He is with me. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he is in me. In Romans chapter 8, verses 8 through 11, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. He is for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? So God was, God is, and God can. God can do whatever he pleases. God can save them to the uttermost. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse number 25. Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God can do the impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. God can forgive us. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God can change us. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God was, God is, God can, and God has. God has promised us, lo, I am with you alway. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He has helped great men in the past. He helped Moses when he went before Pharaoh and to deliver the Israelites out of bondage. He helped Abraham as he journeyed by faith. He was with David when he slew Goliath and helped Samson as he slew the Philistines. He helped the disciples as they turned the world upside down, starting with 120 in the upper room to 3,000 in a short period of time, and then 100,000 that were converted. God has, and he will do for us as well. God was, God is, God can, God has, and he will. He will hear you. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He will hear you. He will help you. Psalms 50:15, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. He will give you power. Acts 1:8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost of the earth. Amen. He will strengthen you. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheth me. He will carry your burdens. He will go with you. He will supply all your needs. But my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And best of all, he will save you. And lastly, one day he will take you home. I wonder where you are today. Are you like the song there that says, from a distance? Is that your feeling about God? Do you have the understanding of who God really is? Do you know that he always has been? He's the one that created us. He's the one that sustains us. He's the one that will take care of us. But he's also the one that calls unto us. And he asks you, do you know me? Have you put your faith and trust in me? Have you got the guarantee of where you'll spend eternity? The Bible tells us in the Word of God that we're all sinners. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We also know that sin comes because of the sins of Adam and Eve. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And then we know that the wages of sin is death. And that's not only physical death, but it talks about eternal death. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15, it says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." You talk about watching God from a distance. If you go to hell when you die, you'll be separated by a wide gulf. You'll be separated from God for all eternity. There'll be no hope once you die. But the Bible says the good news is the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, a gift of God is something that's free. The Bible says we can't earn it. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast." So there's a way that we can receive the free gift, and it's like this. First of all, we acknowledge that we are sinners. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. There's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. There's not any of us that are able to go to heaven without the help of God. But God is offering a free gift. That's why Jesus died on the cross. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It comes down to this. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, it says, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." There may be someone out there today, and you feel like God is watching you from a distance. We know God wants to come nigh to you. God wants to come into your life and fellowship with you. And all you've got to do is ask him, "Would you acknowledge right now that you're a sinner?" Maybe you're in a hopeless situation. Maybe you've struggled with things all your life and you don't see any hope. Maybe you've done some horrible things. But right now, right here, you can ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Would you pray a prayer something like this? Say, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that you love me and died on the cross for me. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Come into my life and save me and take me to heaven when I die." If you'll ask him to do that right now, he will do it. Just pray in Jesus' name and he will save you. God bless you this week. Won't you come to the Rock?
If you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, are looking for a church home, or simply have a prayer request, you may contact us by email at PastorLauren@duno.com or 303-421-9329. Again, that is PastorLauren@duno.com or 303-421-9329. Please reference "Lead Me to the Rock" in the email's subject line. Our address is 3540 East 31st Avenue. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m., fellowship time at 10:45, and the church service at 11. A food bank is also provided on Sunday morning.